This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents Sports Talk Saturday.
Don't tell me. We're about to go over a huge waterfall.
Yep.
Sharp rocks at the bottom?
Most likely.
Bring it on.
On WGR. Booyah! Sports Radio 550.
Welcome in to Sports Talk Saturday. No Derek Kramer. My name is Joe Calley, and boy, oh boy, it is July 6th. That is insane, the fact that we're into July already. I personally cannot believe it. The 4th of July is come and gone. Still hearing fireworks left and right, all around pretty much, both residential and the townships and cities lighting them off. But you know, you can never stop celebrating around this time of year with all those fireworks. You got to use them all. You can't let them go to waste. So I'm all for it. Some interesting stuff going on. We're going to talk a lot of Sabres today. Paul Hamilton will join us at noon to speak on some of the free agency happenings. If you want to get a little preface going for that, you can go to our website, WGR550.com. As Evan said in the update, he's got some pieces up on the recent moves that have been made. So good reads from Paul. And currently, I mean, I'm looking at right now, I'm a bigger and bigger golf fan as the PGA Tour roars on at this point. The John Deere Classic is at Deer Run right now. And I'm avidly waiting to see what happens there. Next week will be a big week. So, you know,
Porter Cup will be here next week.
Yes.
You listen to our guys on Tee to Green. They will be out at, I believe, Niagara Falls Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Porter Cup will be next week.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Coming up, I believe, on Thursday is the start of the Porter Cup.
Yeah. I'm just more, before we get into the Sabres, and I do want to talk some Bills today with training camp coming up towards the end of the month here. There are already some player props out there, and where the odds are, the Bills make the playoffs, Super Bowl, AFC champs, all that jazz, so that'll be interesting. But Banana Ball is in Buffalo. I had some friends go last night. I personally will not be going, but it just seems very interesting to me. I've seen them on TikTok doing the dances on the pitcher's mound. I've seen them, you know, I saw a video last night of them doing a home run celebration, except they climbed a ladder and jumped through a table, Bill style. So it seems,
if it was Bill style, it'd be on, there'd be flames,
be
on
fire.
But you know why?
You gotta go with regulations, yeah, on the ball field. You know,
you can't have people getting, especially now that you got they'd be going up against the firefighters.
Yeah, that would honestly be really funny, but not at the same time, because it's real fire. But yeah, I forgot they were going up against the firefighters. That would be ironic, but it just seems like an all around good time. Everything you see coming from the event. If you were there last night or are going, feel free to call the phones 803-0550 and let us know. I know, Evan, you are going to be attending. So
this was literally like, we didn't get in the lottery, and I thought that, oh, it's just for people who won the lottery.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my girlfriend says to me, he goes, do you want to go to this? And I like to the game, and it was a little bit of a little pricey, but you know,
yeah,
what?
Did you find them? Probably someone was reselling them or something like
probably.
That.
Probably. They were like general admission tickets. So, mm-hmm.
Hey,
for anybody for anybody that's going, get there early. We're going to try and get there earlier.
Well, in general, in the Buffalo area today, there's a lot going on down in the canal side, downtown area, right around there.
Isn't Taste of Buffalo also happening soon?
Yeah, soon. I don't think it's today though, but I'm not positive on that. I'll look into that.
Downtown's gonna be busy.
Yeah, well, if you saw the crowd last night, it's only gonna be the same for the next two nights for the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah,
games.
I mean,
so
it's still a lot of people, but you know, like, this is probably, if you want to look at a packed stadium at Sealand Field, these are probably the only opportunities.
Yeah,
you're gonna get.
Or if you miss the Blue Jays, you know, or I guess,
and even the Blue Jays,
the Micah Hyde softball game, that was full.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not a slight against the Bisons by any means. It's just there's so many baseball games that it's tough to, you know, you think the NHL has a lot of games, 82 games or whatever. 160 something is unreal. Unreal for Major League Baseball, at least. I can't get involved with that until the playoffs, really. But
160, and then I think it maybe like 150 for minor league baseball.
League, yeah,
it's still a lot of games.
No, it still is. I struggle to really, until it's getting narrowed down, really get into it. But yeah, Banana Ball, I'm reading this right now. Banana Ball has become the fastest, most entertaining game in sports. I love that they call it Banana Ball. With its fast-paced rules and emphasis on continuous play, Banana Ball strips away the often criticized lulls and lengthy pauses typical or traditional baseball delivers, and it delivers a high-octane and environmental-packed game.
There's, like, rules that, like, there's no mound visits, and there's no, like, you can't, if you step out of the box, it's an automatic strike.
Right. What's the automatic out? There was something I saw that was automatic
if
out.
If a foul ball goes into the stands and a fan catches it.
Yes.
So
it gives you a little stake in it.
I was going to say,
yeah.
So if you're at the gate, anybody who's going to the game, I will, and if you got your baseball glove, bring it with you.
Or barehanded, just, you know, go
but
for
that's
it.
That's not fun.
You still catch it, though, you know.
I know,
if you
but
have a baseball
like, you're
going to
be in
it.
Pain. I'm bringing my catcher's mitt. If I catch one, I'll say, I never got to use this ever playing in a baseball game, and this was totally worth it.
Yeah. No, listen, if you can go home and the Bananas win in Buffalo, and you could say your out was a reason for that win, it makes the experience all that much better, truly. I you know, I see it on social media. It looks like so much fun. Originally, when I saw it, they were smaller, I think. They weren't traveling as much. Like, this is like their world tour,
this was,
right?
Yeah, this is like what they were doing was more like this was only in Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah.
And these were four, like, you're playing in like a 4,000 seat stadium.
Yes. They have three teams, it looks like.
And now they're going to major league ballparks. They're going to Boston. They've gone to Houston.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to be at, like, in New York and the Bronx and maybe Citi Field, but.
Yeah. Well, they're selling them out, which is crazy.
Yeah. They're selling out baseball stadiums.
And it's not your typical baseball fan going to watch it.
No.
Yeah.
It. It's really just a complete, like, it's like almost, it's like baseball on steroids. I heard like one of the local channels interviewed someone, and they would say, how would you describe Savannah Bananas baseball or banana ball? And they said baseball on steroids.
Yeah, that's pretty much where you're at that point. It is. I'm just looking at this right now. There are three teams: the Bananas, Savannah Bananas, the Party Animals, and the Firefighters. So, do the Bananas play every game?
I'd assume so.
And then it's just between the Bananas and Firefighters, or the Bananas and the Party Animals. Mm-hmm.
I kind of wish that, like, I think all games are against the Firefighters.
Yeah.
But I wish that, like, the Party Animals would be playing, because, like, not going to lie, I'm not going to say I like the Party Animals, because that's like trying to say if you're a fan of the Harlem Globetrotters that you like the Washington Generals.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, I did see this. Someone, you know, was mentioning, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters. I think one of the players, he's like, the Harlem Globetrotters put on the same show every night, but we try to put on a different experience for the fans every time we go right on the field.
And
so that's the difference.
And nothing is really, the only thing that's, there's no, like, there's nothing scripted in the game. All the like, it's a normal game, just like with a little bit of a twist with it. Like, there's people that are catching, doing a backflip while catching a baseball.
Yeah.
Like, who does that?
Right.
Nobody does.
Yeah, the Party Animals don't play until Greensboro, North Carolina, July 19th.
I think that...
And they're all sold out.
I know. They're yeah. all sold out. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to go to it. I was so mad that I didn't get a ticket from the lottery, and then when I found out that you could buy them,
yeah.
I was like, oh.
Just at severely inflated prices, unfortunately, but at least you know, at least people are still able to get their hands on them. That always happens. There's always a scalper, you know, the scalping market and things like that where people buy them and resell them. So, but if you're part of the lottery, congratulations to you. You got them for like $35. I think that's the going value on the Bananas website. So it just looks like, a fun time, a fun new version of baseball, banana ball, they call it. So, for any young fan that wants more energy instead of the, you know, I'm going to hold my hand up at the umpire for 30 seconds or whatever and end up getting a strike on my record because of the pitch count.
I mean, even the umpire is part of the show.
Yeah, they dance too. Yeah. I saw that. I couldn't
it's
believe
great.
It. I was like, okay. I wonder if Angel Hernandez will eventually take up that job.
Oh my God.
He retired from the MLB.
I would stop watching.
You think?
I
think I'd watch it.
No, I couldn't.
I mean, I'm the same guy who said he was good. He and umpires like him are good for the watchability of baseball because they add that yelling factor. Like, what are you looking at?
But some people don't want to get angry when they're watching baseball.
Yeah. Well,
but
banana ball.
Way,
banana ball.
Banana ball is great, and I'm glad that it's coming to Salem Field. I just wish that it wasn't just like it's a 16,000 seat.
Yes. Yeah. There's
capacity.
There's only a smaller upper deck and the lower deck. That's it. There's not. Yeah.
Tell you, there's never a bad seat at Salem Field. So
you can see everything. You can't really complain. I went for the.
The Blue Jays?
No, the Micah Hyde game.
Oh.
And my aunt threw out the first pitch. And
really? That's cool.
Yes. Her story is amazing. She donated bone marrow and saved someone's life. So she got to throw out the first pitch. And that's a abbreviated story, of course. But you could see it from anywhere in that stadium. So if you've been there, if you've been to Banana Ball last night, if you're going tonight or tomorrow... tomorrow is a matinee. It's a 1 o'clock game. I'm looking at their schedule now. If you got those sold out tickets, congratulations to you. And if you've already gone, call in and let us know how it goes. So it's an interesting tidbit. I don't know if I was just living under a rock. I did not see they were coming this way. So having seen them on social media, it looks like a fun time, but today, and calls are still welcome on that at any point in the show. Today, though, is going to be a big Sabres day. We're on July 1st was the start of NHL free agency. And the Sabres have been making moves to their lower bottom six, probably their bottom line, honestly, the fourth line more than anything. They've added speed to their bottom line, so there's a lot to talk about there. And even, you know, there was a big trade yesterday that's kind of, I've seen, had mixed reviews online. People didn't want to give up Matt Savoy because, you know, the future of the team and things like that. But you get McLeod and Tulio from Edmonton. So, you know, in exchange for forward Matt Savoy, you got two players. One's an AHL guy. I get that. But McLeod played a key role in the faceoff circle on the penalty kill for the Oilers while recording 30 points in 81 games last season. So he's got, listen, I think you're seriously helping out your bottom lines here. I don't think it's anything too upsetting. I know Matt Savoy is tough to let go of, and I think that's the toughest part for Sabres fans, right? But you have to think from this perspective as well. Kevin Adams is sitting here. They don't make the playoffs this season. His job is very much on the line. You're in the mentality
not
of...
very much on the line. It's gone.
He's not going to have a job. So you, as a GM, you need to make moves that, yeah, you know what? We've been about just saving for the future, building for the future. You need to make moves that get you in a position to win now. That trade kind of only leaves one spot left on your roster that you really need something to happen, and that's your top six. You need that Jeff Skinner fill-in. That spot, that's a big hole right now.
And that's where I could see a Yuri Kulik or maybe you bump up maybe Zach Benson.
I think they're going to go after Ehlers. I think that's what you do to fill that.
I think that for Sabres fans who love Matt Savoy, I was just hearing you. I was just on the phone. They needed to do something.
Let's also remember you have
Noah Austlin, who was, when he was in the World Juniors for Team Sweden, he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you lose like a whole bunch of talent, really. I mean, I'm not trying to say Matt Savoy might be a great NHLer. I hope he is, because I never will say I think that he can be. He only played one game for the Sabres, but it comes down to, you can't just keep like saying, oh, we're just going to keep developing these guys, because eventually it gets to the point where Sabres fans, if they aren't impatient already, they're impatient now. Like, this is 13 years. It's been a long time for Sabres fans. And
yeah,
I think we're tired of just waiting for we want to see good hockey, I guess, is the right word I want to use. Good hockey, but also we want to, it's like this is more like a win now move rather than win in the future.
Because you have to. If Kevin Adams wants to keep his job and the fans want to be happy, you've got to make the playoffs this season. You have to do it. So that kind of brings my, I guess, question of the day up a little bit here. You know, last year around this time, a tweet was posted. What was worse, the drought, the Bills playoff drought, or 13 seconds? And that just incited a crazy day here. A lot of mixed reviews. A lot of recency bias, in my opinion. I think I hosted the nightcap that night, and I went through the entirety of the drought, and I was like, how is this not worse than 13 seconds? So I guess the question now, because now the Sabres are in like a 13-year playoff drought and the Bills keep losing in heartbreaking fashion in the playoffs to Kansas City, mostly. The Bengals, you had no chance. It was just kind of, you got stomped. But would you rather just make the playoffs and exit? Or?
What do you mean the term exit?
Like have a heartbreaking exit. Right? Like second round exit. You don't go to the AFC Championship.
I thought you were talking about the Sabres.
Like no goal, right? Like a heartbreaking end to your playoff run. No goal. Or not make it at all. Be in the drought. We'll put that up on Twitter too. Because then we can get some tweets in. But feel free to call on that. Would you rather end your playoff run in heartbreak or not make it at all and watch from the outside, be in a drought? Because I've honestly heard a couple reviews on that, and Some people like to just if they avoid the heartbreak, the blood pressure rising, the 13 seconds, right? The no goal. You're right there until the end. And then that happens, right? And then you're just depressed. You're done. It's over. It's an abrupt stop. If you're done in the regular season and you're sitting there for the playoffs, you find a new rooting interest like we did in the Edmonton Oilers, a lot of us. Not the Florida Sabres. But I guess that's the question of the day. I don't know. It's just, I think it's interesting because now both, I mean, the Bills drought still stands tall over the team's history. Like, that's not going anywhere. 18 years. And a lot of people at that time. 17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. 17-year playoff drought. And the Sabres are 4 years away from that right now.
Don't say that.
Yeah. They're 4 years away from the Bills playoff drought. So, sorry to start this Saturday on a negative note. It was raining this morning on my drive in, so that might have something to do with it. It is getting sunny.
The sun's shining, so let's stop.
Sun is shining. I'm going on a tiki boat later, so I'm hoping the sun is shining. We'll have to see how that goes. But listen, that's a legitimate question. I don't know. I don't know. Evan, what's your thought on that? Because I know I had you tweet that.
Would I rather have the Bills make the playoffs and like lose in heartbreaking fashion?
Crushing heartbreak.
Like 13 seconds.
Like that kind of a loss. Wide right, Tyler Bass, right? Like those playoff losses, or not make it at all and just kind of watch the playoffs.
I would rather lose in heartbreaking fashion because then I just don't want to get back to a point in my life where I'm thinking about we're not in the playoffs again.
Mm-hmm.
That was not fun. So for me, I would have to say I would rather just lose in heartbreaking fashion, because at least the ride to the playoffs is fun. Like, think about the Super Bowls. You know, it might not have been fun to lose all four of those Super Bowls, but I'm sure the rides during that regular season,
yeah, AFC
were a
champions,
lot of fun.
All of that. Yep. Yeah, I could see that. I just think it gets old after a little while. After these, you know, they're there, they have the lead, and then nope, we're gonna pull the rug out from under you in the playoffs. I think that just for some people might get old after a little while, which I understand. It's starting to for me. I don't know. I go into these next seasons after 13 seconds. I was like, okay, this is it, right? If they won that game, I would have had a hefty bet on them winning the Super Bowl. Like, that's how confident I was. Kansas City comes back and wins it. Bills are done. Then it's just the offseason of dragging the Bills through the mud, things like that, right? It's just they're not a legitimate contender, all that stuff. Where if you are on the up and up, like the Bills were in their first playoff berth with Josh Allen and the year after that, I know they lost to Houston in that wild card, and that was a heartbreaking exit too, honestly, because they came down to the wire on that. Hauschka put it to overtime with that kick. But I don't know. It's intriguing to me. I don't know where the entirety of the fan base stands on it, but I've heard reviews on both sides where some people, instead of the heartbreak and the agony and, you know, watching your team unfold with the hopes of a Super Bowl in the playoffs, would rather just not see it at all and just watch the playoffs as a fan. So, I don't know. Tweet us your thoughts at WGR550, or you can call in at 716-803-0550. And, yeah, we can get chatting on that. Banana ball, Sabres free agency, drought versus, you know, heartbreaking losses. It's going to be an interesting show today. Derek Kramer may be joining us for Booty Cheek of the Week on a call-in. He can't miss it. He's too attached to the grind. I love it. We'll see. I sent him a text. I got to think of a Booty Cheek of the Week. This is going to be interesting here at the top of this hour. But we'll have Paul Hamilton at noon as well, speaking on all the happenings within Sabres free agency. We might talk more on that as well a little bit. Not too much when we come back from the break, just so we don't just go through it with Paul again. But it's very interesting. I want to see the Sabres make that move for that top six forward where they need it the most. You don't have that. You don't have that player power. You don't have anything up there right now to fill that void of Skinner. And I'm not saying, you know, Joakim Haru or whoever can't go up and take that spot or anything along those lines. I'm just saying you need a top six forward that's going to be able to go in and be serviceable while being more than serviceable. You want a guy who's going to be a game changer. So I think you're looking at it right now. And after the McLeod trade with Savoy, McLeod and Tulio, I think that's all you really have left. If that happens, though, does this offseason right now, which a lot of people are labeling a failure because of the lack of going after the top guy, I think that turns around and this becomes a B-plus offseason, like an above-average offseason. Your thoughts on that, if you'd like, again, on Twitter or on the phone. We're going to take a time out here. On the other side of the break, again, we'll talk some more Sabres, maybe some more Bills. Some, you know, fantasy maybe, because drafts are starting to come up. We're nearing draft season. So we'll keep it all coming at you. And if you keep it right here on WGR.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Just as someone who grew up and saw it, like, it's such a great hockey town, and you can see it in, I think, two ways, just from the support the team gets when things are going really well, and then the other side of it is so many people that play here stay here after. Like, there's a massive alumni base here, so that just goes to show how amazing the city is and how great the people are, and, you know, it's a great place to raise a family. Like, there's so many good parts about playing here, and that's why you see a lot of guys that don't leave after. So it's definitely an amazing hockey town, and it would be super special to help turn that around, and that's what I'm hoping to do.
Dennis Gilbert, one of the new additions to the Buffalo Sabres. Speaking on Buffalo as a hockey town, hockey city. Love it. I love it. Before the break, we prefaced it with a question. It's now on Twitter. We're getting responses. What would you rather happen for the Bills season? Another playoff heartbreak or missing the playoffs entirely? Nick comes in. Can we not do this? It's gonna happen. We've got kind of already a mix of answers here. Jeffrey, miss entirely and make changes. One small step back will lead to multiple steps forward. See, that's what I've heard. That's why I asked this question.
And that, like, here's the thing. I'm never going to wish the Sabres missed the playoffs. We'll never do that. I would probably lose all credibility as a Bills fan. But I can understand someone's thought process of get a better draft pick. Like for this year, like when after, I don't know, maybe they lost to the Eagles, I was at the point of saying just miss the playoffs, get a good draft pick, draft one of the best wide receivers in the draft, and then come back and be freaking amazing. Now, I think that Josh Allen, the only way I feel like this Bills team as it currently stands, the only way that I could really see them, okay, they're not making the playoffs, is if like Josh Allen tears his ACL or does.
No, don't even speak that into existence. I'm knocking on wood on that one.
But like I'm saying, like if there's this, an injury to Josh that kind of like maybe puts him out for a few games.
Yeah. Oh, you're absolutely right.
I mean, maybe Trubisky could do...
Trubisky's a better backup, in my opinion, than Kyle Allen was.
Right.
I feel more comfortable with that. He's got a little bit of mobility. He might be able to... I'm not banking on him playing in the system, though, by any means.
I don't want him to play.
Nope. If he doesn't play, our year is made. But this is also... Get this out of the way, too. This is also getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownautomotive.com. This is awesome. Getting a lot of responses. Give me all the playoff appearances. Were y'all even alive for the drought from Colin? For the two-thirds of it, yes.
I was what I call myself a drought baby, even though I was barely alive in the Music City Miracle, but I was. But
I was born in 2002. I wasn't. I missed a chunk of it. So I mean,
but,
raised in it though. Became a fan in it. So that says anything about it, but. I'm getting stank face gifs, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
A lot of that. Miss entirely. We did that one. Give me all the playoff heartbreak. Matthew tweets in.
I think it comes back from I would like people want to still enjoy the ride and still see the team win and be talked about as always a Super Bowl contender. But I can understand it from both perspectives, really. In that sense where, yeah, you want to, like, it's going to be fun, and then, you know, we're going to be all disappointed.
Yeah. Well, this guy, Furious, tweets in, I don't expect playoffs will even be a part of the discussion. They gave their playoff berth chances to Houston with Diggs and to KC with the worthy pick. That is, I can't stand for that.
The worthy pick.
Xavier Worthy was not in the conversation in round one wide receivers until he ran that 40 time.
Exactly.
His hands were not telling the story, right? It was his speed. That's not what the Bills were looking for in that sense, right? It would have been nice, but they knew what they were talking about. They knew what they were doing because as soon as they saw Keon Coleman run the 4.6, Brandon Bean's like, all right, that's what we wanted. Because they knew they wanted to trade back, get a pick in the third round where they were absent, and end up taking their guy, right? So they end up doing that. But I don't think playoffs are out of the question. It might take a little bit for these wide receivers to really get their grounds, you know, as a unit, as a team, because they are all new. The only receiver, not tight end, receiver, who's caught a pass from Josh Allen previously is Khalil Shakir. Kincaid and Knox, sure, they're receiving tight ends, but in your receiver room, you have one guy who's previously done that. So it might take a little bit. Ed tweets in, what's another playoff heartbreak at this point in our lives? It's better to make the playoffs than lose and not appear at all. It's kind of where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm not for missing by any means. I think you're just going backwards at that point. Reno tweets in, depends on how deep you go. Miss playoffs, better for the team compared to a divisional exit. Conference championship appearance would be net beneficial. Another loss to the Chiefs in any round is worst case scenario. I agree with him. If you make the AFC championship and lose, you've gone up. You've gone a step further, right? Even though technically they're back to where they were the first year they really made a playoff run after the Houston game, right? So the COVID year. That was the COVID year, right?
Yeah, the COVID year was COVID the year AFC, was the AFC championship game.
Okay. Yep, just making sure. So you're back to that point. And I don't know if that's – some people are definitely going to take that as a net negative. But I think if you make it to the AFC championship, you've been a divisional round exit now for years in a row. So, you know, I think that's better. Your AFC championship exit's better than a divisional round exit any day. Will it satisfy everyone? No, I don't think it will. But I guess what are you going to do at that point, right? you're kind of there. Mars tweets in, tank in 2024. this can't be serious. Go 0-17, get the first overall pick in the draft. In 2025, go 17-0 and get the Super Bowl. Allen MVP and Super Bowl MVP. McDermott gets coach of the year. Our first round pick wins rookie of the year. The 30 for 30 writes itself. it's not wrong. It's not serious. Funny, it's funny.
But then you would always be remembered as the team that you – well, here's you'd be remembered more going 17-0, but it's funny. It's more so funny than it is serious. I will never suggest tank.
No, ever. I'm not a tank guy. I'm anti-tanking.
Even with the Sabres, I wasn't
fantasy
happy
football,
about tanking.
People who tank in fantasy, I'm out. You're done. You're dead.
You're kicked out of the league if you tank in fantasy football.
No, you can't do that. You can't do that. Tanking in general, I get that. This is totally satire, and I love it. It's so funny.
If you're gonna tank in fantasy football, then you got to make the punishment really bad.
Yeah. Sports Data tweets in, missing the playoff hopefully leads to a major staff change. Some people are still at that point. I think your staff is set right now, and they're pretty solid. Bean drafted well. He got your receiver. The train did not pull into the station. It was one guy on that. Seesaw little train car, you know, from the Polar Express, the elves come back on or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That was it. It was one guy pumping into the station. That was it. But we have another interesting tweet here. Ed. Or no, Bills Mafia Mike. Excuse me. God, if those are the only two choices, then I hate to say it, but miss the playoffs completely. See, this is why. Everyone's like, why are you asking this? Why is this on a beautiful Saturday? Why is this the question going out there? Because I've seen both sides be vouched for. It's just, you can't sit there and say that it's going to be a unanimous fit. It's not. Travis, quoting another tweeter, "'Tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. We have done the not making playoffs thing far too much in Buffalo sports history. Make the playoffs. Bring on the heartbreak. It's better than being numb." I'll take the numb for 48 hours after 13 seconds and then looking back on what a season it was. Like this season. Like let's look back on this season for the Bills, right? They were 5-5 at one point. And they ended up the number 2 seed in the AFC. Stripping away the AFC East and the 2 seed from Miami. The Dolphins. They squished the fish in the best they could. They took everything from them. And then they have to go play in negative 20 Kansas City. And they end up first round exit. Like, looking back on this season, yeah, the end result, the Super Bowl, I'm gonna quote the Bills. They say this a lot. A lot of teams are unhappy at the end of the season, right? That's what they say.
Only one team is happy at the end of the season.
One team. Henry, tweets in, "Too many people evaluating teams like Houston, Indy, Jets, Bills still top of AFC team or East just because of quarterback."
Here's the thing.
And that is true. Your quarterback puts you above 90% of these other teams in the NFL. He's right. The reason. Look at your receiving core a couple years ago, right? You had, what was his name from the Jets? He got injured in that Baltimore game.
Oh, Jameson Crowder.
Jameson Crowder.
Yeah,
Jameson Crowder.
I get confused with Jameson Crowder and Jay Crowder in the NBA.
No, it's Jameson Crowder. You drafted Khalil Shakir that year, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You had Diggs Davis off of 13 seconds, who was already inconsistent that year. He was not doing what he ended last season like, right? Diggs was already kind of just double covered in every game because they knew he was going to get the ball.
And he still got 1,000 yards.
He still got 1,000 yards that season. Who else? You had Knox, who's basically your primary receiving tight end at that point with Quentin Morris and Tommy, what was his name?
But I think
89.
Tommy Sweeney.
Tommy Sweeney.
But I think he was already on the Giants at that point.
Tommy Sweeney was on the Giants at that point.
Maybe. Either way,
that was the. I'm thinking of you just
yeah. Tommy Sweeney's last year I think was 21.
You look back and you had Diggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Davis was inconsistent that season, just like he was last season.
Well, David, the first you're talking about the first year of Diggs, the COVID year of Diggs.
No, I'm talking about
the post 13 seconds.
Yes, the year after 13 seconds of 2021 or 2021 season. Yeah.
Right.
So you
had to call John Brown and Cole Beasley to come back.
Yes. Cole Beasley came off his couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really do all that much. Everyone was expecting Bees to come back, and it was like, this guy's been retired. He played for Tom Brady for one game, and then he retired. You know, like, he went to Tampa Bay. I don't see it being like that. So I think, you do have an unproven wide receiver room, and that is the takeaway. That is the big reason people are saying to tank. People are saying the Bills won't be able to do it. While that is the case, I think
people this year might prefer a playoff heartbreak because people know that we're in a transition year.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get all of this money coming in next year to sign more free agents better players.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that right now the Bills are going to try and go younger, and I would not be disappointed with the playoff heartbreak. Yeah, it would suck a lot to lose like in a 13 seconds way, but you have people are picking against the Bills to win the division again.
Yeah, no, and they are. They're plus 160.
Can I just throw this out here? You miss the playoffs, you might not be playing a first-place schedule.
Yeah.
You might be playing an easier schedule, so you go in that year, beat the crap out of, the...
Well, that's what everyone says. The Dolphins, I mean, they make their pushes because they're playing teams under 500 most
exactly.
of the time. Exactly. Only teams they can beat, by the way. Eric tweets in, if I knew ahead of time we would lose in the playoffs, better to miss entirely. Higher draft pick and most likely change in coaching. If I didn't know ahead of time, make the playoffs all day. I feel like that's tough because you never know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like if I could guarantee they weren't going to make the playoffs, sure. You might as well just tank.
Yeah.
But you don't. You just don't know. So I don't know where you end up going with that. But we're going to get to more of your tweets. Booty Cheek of the Week is the segment coming up next. We may have Derek Kramer. May. Slight possibility. We'll wait and see. We're going to take a quick time out here, though. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday on WGR. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. It's the last segment of the first hour, and you know what that means. When you hear this music, it's time for the Booty Cheek of the Week. Evan, do you want to go first? I know you have one.
All right,
I'll go after you if you want to do yours. If you want to throw yours out there, quick.
I will give this credit to our producer buddy, college buddy Dan Dale, who's over in over at WBEN. So I would have to say my booty cheek of the week. I didn't have one, and then Dan kind of mentioned this, and I was like, oh, the fact that U.S. men's soccer has not fired Greg Berhalter, or I might even just say their performance in the Copa America. They looked solid in the first game, which they easily should have been in the first game. And then they just lay an egg against both Panama, a team that they were supposed to beat, mind you. Then they got a stupid red card because... what's his name? I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Swings and connects, I think, with a Panama player in the head, gets a red card. What are you thinking? This is, to me personally, this is the lowest U.S. men's soccer has been since they lost to Trinidad Tobago and missed out on the 2018 World Cup. Now, we're getting to a point now where we want to show we're a good country that can compete with good teams. Greg Berhalter, when he's gotten the job against teams where they're like against countries that are better than the United States, sometimes you'll get those upsets. Like, he has not won. He has either drawn or lost to every team that was better than him. So my booty cheek of the week is the United States men's soccer and Greg Berhalter still being the head coach. And I'm not going to put blame on the loss to the officiating in the Uruguay loss. Yes, it was terrible, but let's also remember, even if you did draw, you still would have been eliminated because Panama beat... why am I drawing a blank on Bolivia? There we go. They lost to Bolivia, and it's...
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's terrible.
I wish I could comment on that, but my soccer knowledge is very little.
Me too.
NFLPA does the awards, right? Like the MVP and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay, they're my booty cheek of the week.
Oh, I know.
Because I saw a stat today.
Or it's yesterday. Not the NFLPA, it's like NFL writers.
NFL writers, when they pick the MVP. I'm going to throw out an old Bills quarterback's 2015 season. 3,035 passing yards, 20-for-6 passing touchdown per interception ratio, 66.3 quarterback rating, 63% completion percentage, 568 rush yards, 4 rushing touchdowns, 4 fumbles, 0 lost. Defense gave up 359 points, and that quarterback is Tyrod Taylor, 2015 season for the Bills. Let's look at Lamar's 2023 MVP season. 3,678 passing yards, 24-7 touchdown interception ratio, 64.7 quarterback rating, 67.2% completion percentage, 821 rush yards, 5 rushing touchdowns, 5 fumbles, 2 lost, and the defense only gave up 280 points. Sounds pretty similar to me. You know, 600 yards difference in the passing. 568 rush yards from Tyrod, 821. One more rushing touchdown from Lamar. Then Tyrod Taylor. No lost fumbles from Tyrod. 2 lost from Lamar, and the defense gave up 100 more points. One's an MVP. One's a backup quarterback. Just throwing that out there. We got to take a timeout. Paul Hamilton coming up at the top of the break. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley, and this is WGR.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. It's the last segment of the first hour, and you know what that means. When you hear this music, it's time for the booty cheek of the week. Evan, do you want to go first? I know you have one.
All right,
I'll go after you if you want to do yours. If you want to throw yours out there, quick.
I will give this credit to our producer buddy, college buddy Dan Dale, who's over in over at WBEN. So I would have to say my booty cheek of the week. I didn't have one, and then Dan kind of mentioned this, and I was like, oh, the fact that U.S. men's soccer has not fired Greg Berhalter, or I might even just say their performance in the Copa America. They looked solid in the first game, which they easily should have been in the first game. And then they just lay an egg against both Panama, a team that they were supposed to beat, mind you. Then they got a stupid red card because I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Swings and connects, I think, with a Panama player in the head, gets a red card. What are you thinking? This is, to me personally, this is the lowest U.S. men's soccer has been since they lost to Trinidad and Tobago and missed out on the 2018 World Cup. Now, we're getting to a point now where we want to show we're a good country that can compete with good teams. Greg Berhalter, when he's gotten the job against teams where they're like against countries that are better than the United States, sometimes you'll get those upsets. Like, he has not won. He has either drawn or lost to every team that was better than him. So my booty cheek of the week is the United States men's soccer and Greg Berhalter still being the head coach. And I'm not going to put blame on the loss to the officiating in the Uruguay loss. Yes, it was terrible. But let's also remember, even if you did draw, you still would have been eliminated because Panama beat... why am I drawing a blank on Bolivia? There we go. They lost to Bolivia, and it's... Absolutely.
It's terrible. I wish I could comment on that, but my soccer knowledge is very little.
Me too.
NFLPA does the awards, right? Like the MVP and all that stuff?
Yes.
Okay. They're my booty cheek of the week.
Oh, I know.
Because saw a stat today.
It's yesterday. Not the NFLPA. It's like NFL writers.
NFL writers. When they pick the MVP... I'm going to throw out an old Bills quarterback's 2015 season. 3,035 passing yards, 20-for-6 passing touchdown per interception ratio, 66.3 quarterback rating, 63% completion percentage, 568 rush yards, 4 rushing touchdowns, 4 fumbles, 0 lost. Defense gave up 359 points. And that quarterback is Tyrod Taylor, 2015 season for the Bills. Let's look at Lamar's 2023 MVP season. 3,678 passing yards, 24-7 touchdown interception ratio, 64.7 quarterback rating, 67.2% completion percentage, 821 rush yards, 5 rushing touchdowns, 5 fumbles, 2 lost, and the defense only gave up 280 points. Sounds pretty similar to me. You know, 500, 600 yards difference in the passing. 568 rush yards from Tyrod, 821. One more rushing touchdown from Lamar. Then Tyrod Taylor. No lost fumbles from Tyrod. 2 lost from Lamar, and the defense gave up 100 more points. One's an MVP. One's a backup quarterback. Just throwing that out there. We got to take a timeout. Paul Hamilton coming up at the top of the break. You're listening to Sports Talk Saturday. I'm Joe Calley, and this is WGR.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.